USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A once trendy Manhattan hotel has become a wild free-for-all of sex, drugs, and violence after the city began housing illegal immigrants there. The claim is from Roe, New York City worker Felipe Rodriguez, who added the illegals are throwing away tons of prepared food at the hotel and said the facility has now descended into total chaos. As most remember, when the Soviet Union collapsed because of its dire financial crisis, the United States is close to being unable to recover from our massive debt. Speaker McCarthy and President Biden meet today at the White House to discuss the debt ceiling.
The Biden administration has been firm. It will not negotiate spending cuts for the debt limit. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield on CNN yesterday argues McCarthy knows the right thing to do.
He actually voted three times for a clean debt ceiling increase under President Trump.
McCarthy Sunday on CBS says he believes Biden will negotiate.
I think the president is going to be willing to make an agreement together.
The White House will submit its budget in March. House Republicans plan to put forth a budget in April. Extraordinary measures to extend the debt ceiling run out in June. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
The head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Robert Califf, proposed consolidating the leadership of the food side of the agency Tuesday. This is in response to criticism of its slow response to the baby formula shortages and other food safety concerns. The plan unveiled by the FDA commissioner would reorganize the overlapping food divisions by putting a single deputy commissioner in charge. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot is celebrating the grand opening of a new eastern extension of Terminal 5 at O'Hare Airport.
The completion of this Terminal 5 has positively impacted O'Hare and the rest of our city and has transformed this space significantly since it was first created 30 years ago.
This is USA News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Ford Motor Company offered up the rights to the first customer of its redesigned 2024 Mustang via a charity auction over the weekend. The winning bid sold for $565,000. The sale took place at the Barrett Jackson's annual auction in Scottsdale, Arizona. Proceeds are to benefit JDRF, a charity that supports the fight against diabetes. Teachers are now getting a tool to fight back against students using artificial intelligence to cheat.
The maker of the artificial intelligence app, ChatGPT, is trying to stop its reputation as a cheating machine that helps students with their homework and tests. They've now launched a new tool to help teachers determine if a student or AI did the work. The new AI text classifier comes on the heels of discussions that ChatGPT could write just about anything on command and could foster cheating and hinder learning. Teens and college students, among the millions of people using ChatGPT, and while many found ways to use it creatively and harmlessly, the ease with which it could write papers and answer questions on take-home tests did spark concern among some in education. I'm John Schaefer.
Taiwan scrambled fighter jets, put its Navy on alert, and activated missile systems in response to nearby operations of 34 Chinese military aircraft and 9 warships violating Taiwan's sovereignty on Tuesday. An outright attack on Taiwan by China has stirred major concerns among military leaders in the United States, claiming China and the United States could be at war by 2025, if not sooner. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.